OnlyFans thing about
it. You can't wait to fucking listen back to that, can we?
I want to listen, I want to see.
Get in the van with the little red kids.
Yeah, get in the van. Fuck yeah.
Get in the van.
Come on, who's ready?
Well, I'll just have a piss and then we'll crack on.
All right, you go for a slash and then we'll come back in 5 minutes.
My name's Craig and I'm the pilot of this fuck bus.
Oh.
My name's Jason.
No one can repeat
and
that.
And I'm sucking on the exhaust pipe.
I'm Dougie and I'm going to be driving separately today.
I'm Joe and I'm fucking Ben.
I'm
Ben and I can't fit anything.
That's because he drugged you first.
Wow, that's a great language.
Seamless. Speaking of which, my microphone's spinning. Speaking of which, drugs. Now, drugs and bands go hand in hand.
Bad juju.
The two things are inseparable, aren't they, really? Drugs and bands. Ben, you know all about that. Joe, you've been smashed off your tits loads of times at gigs. Just on the floor. Doug, it's high, hallucinating. Yeah.
Yes, Cloud.
So let's do it.
Let's
talk about drugs.
Drugs.
Because people want to know. Because sex, drugs.
Rock and roll.
We'll do the sex bit on another podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But we are the kind of band that like to do a lot of drugs. Mm-hmm. I mean, I myself take maybe 12, 15 mushrooms before any gig, just to get in the mood. So let's go around and see. Let's just tell people about our drug experiences, what we do,
and how we do it,
and uh-huh. and how
it affected us.
Yeah, and how dependent on them we are.
Uh huh.
So I'm looking at you, Joe. So let's talk about your heroin first.
I might have still been at school, maybe.
What, when you did heroin?
Yeah. No. All the boys from school, we used to go out and just, I don't know, drink and smoke and shit. And I don't think it was the first time. I think we'd all smoked weed before. But this time, we just got a shit punch and... Yeah, we went down to this old primary school near where we lived. it wasn't in school time. It was like 9 o'clock at night or whatever.
Okay.
And in this little, like, I don't know what it was. It might have been the bike sheds for them. I don't know, their bike sheds or something.
So you went down to primary school bike sheds. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We just used to sit in there and...
Yes.
Yeah, we smoked a load and that was fine. Like, it must have been a Friday or Saturday night and I was like, yeah, Mum, staying out around my mates and
What was it? Was it homegrown weed or was it like the resin stuff? Because, I'm not an expert. It was
buds of weed.
Buds.
Yeah. We ground them up. We used to go down at Old Anatar and Lowestoft High Street, buy a grinder and then fuck it off on Sunday when we're going back home or whatever. And anyway, I'd smoked it before, but I smoked this and I felt fine. We used to take a football out and like play in the dark and stuff. And anyway, an hour later, I was coming over and I just thought, I don't feel too good. I feel like real sick. I sat down in the middle of this fucking primary school playground and chucked my guts up. And I had
Had you been drinking?
Yeah.
Had you been drinking as well?
Yeah. I'm hardcore like that.
Because the two.
Love a whitey.
I don't think you
and
mix.
I was fucking really well. Yeah.
Drinking
sick as
smoke,
a dog.
Don't smoke.
Mum did me fucking beef stroganoff. I remember this to this day. Beef stroganoff that night and that all come up, but it didn't look good.
Oh.
And anyway, and who's I was staying around? Harry, I think. So it's Harry. He's like, you ain't fucking staying around mine. You're fucked. But yeah, so it went on. I did actually manage to sober. I can't remember where I stayed that night, but I sobered up and I was all right. But yeah, that was my first ever whitey, first and only.
So weed. So you're not into smoking grass, weed, cannabis, marijuana. That's not you anymore.
Nah, not no more.
No. Anyone
just
in
class
here?
A's from now on.
Yeah. Because it's coming, isn't it? I mean, it's legal in a lot of states now.
Yeah.
In the USA and some podcasts I listen to now have their own brand of weed.
That's crazy.
You can brand your own weed now. And
if it's legal in your state, then it's just like talking about we do our baccy.
Yeah. And so you can have Little Red King's branded weed, you know. Mm-hmm. So is anyone here actually, I mean, it's illegal. So you'd probably be a fool to say. Well, I'm saying this because I know this band. We're not like a Christian rock band by a long shot, but we're not really into drugs, are we?
No.
I don't think anyone here really is.
No.
It's just
I'm not anti-drugs.
Me neither.
I'm just not into them.
Just not my thing.
Mm-hmm. No.
But have we all smoked weed in here?
Yes.
Yeah. No.
You haven't, Ben.
I haven't.
Ben hasn't?
I've never actively taken anything. I've passively taken it. I've been hotbox, supposedly.
You've got hotbox.
What does that even mean?
I was just in a car with two people smoking it.
I didn't realise that was a thing.
Yeah, so the car's like rammed with smoke and then the...
Yeah. Cheech and Chong.
So you were hotboxed.
Yeah.
Did you get high off it?
Not that I can remember.
Shit, Norfolk weed.
Yeah.
That was just rosemary, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, I can't remember anything I did. So yeah. They say I did, and I don't think I did, but.
Yeah, Ben, I got some fucking purple cush here. I'm going to give you a blowback.
My two mates were hotboxed when, as kids, like 16 or something, we thought we'd go and buy some weed. As in a band, and we wanted to go and buy some weed, and we went somewhere where we knew people sold it, and I was too chicken, so I said, you know, one of the guys said, yeah, I know these guys, I'll go, and they were sitting in their cars parked up, and they went over there to these older lads, very menacing, to say, oh, can we buy some weed? And they said, yeah, got to get in the car with us first, you know, and they got in the car with them, and they hotboxed them, like, wouldn't let them out. They were sitting in the back seat with these big old guys around them, hotbox. They came back with some weed, but they were so glad that wasn't it.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was that. Yeah, oh, little kids here want some weed. I'll give them some.
I'll show you.
So yeah. So anyone else? We've all smoked weed.
Yeah, I've done weed once, and it wasn't great. Some of my friend
didn't
got
like
some homegrown. Didn't really feel a huge effect. Felt a little bit paranoid,
yeah,
and then felt really sick.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of my experience. And I've not tried it once. I've tried it several times, but I've never... And I want to like it.
Yeah.
I do. I
want to feel the experience that it may give me from hearing what people say about it.
People love it.
Yeah, I didn't get that at all.
No, I mean, I just get kind of, you know... Dougie's remembering one time. No. Dougie's remembering one time when some was going around and I and I always try and think, oh, that would be cool, so I'll try again. And I smoked quite a bit, and then instantly felt
real
wrong, just wrong. And went home and did a poo in the shower. I mean, that ain't right, is it?
Give me a minute.
I mean, it was just a real bad belly.
Well,
just a bad belly. It ran out of me. It just upset me badly. So, I mean,
what do you do with that poo?
Tea time listening.
What do you mean? What is it?
Push it down with your toes, or what?
It was just this rusty ass water.
I panicked. I ate it.
It's just horrible. So, I mean, yeah. I'm happy that other people love it, but it's not for me. Doug, is it for you?
No, it's not for me. I think the first time I probably smoked weed would have been 21, 22.
When you were 21? Oh, yeah, because it's not 1922 or 2022.
2024, Blazer. No, I would have been, 21, 22. And the first time I smoked it, it felt like every story that people tell you about a great night on, that was it. It was really good fun.
You liked it?
That first
Because I think it would suit Dougie, because he's resilient, isn't he? I've seen Doug drink a lot of beer.
Yeah, I'd go nowhere.
Throw up and then start again.
Yeah.
But when I throw up from, I'm done. See you later in a week.
I'm out. Yeah.
So you did it.
First night, really enjoyed it. Just chilling with my mates, playing a bit of FIFA, watching some TV, eating Doritos.
Bunch of fucking losers.
Insert the word blowjob.
Yeah. There was no uneasiness, paranoia, feeling sick. There was none of that. And then just woke up the next day fine. It was.
Yeah.
But then, of course, you do it once and it's really good and you're like, oh, I'll do a bit more. And I've probably only done it, smoked it 10, 11, 20. It's because the last time I did it, like Joe, didn't have a lot. Yeah. And it was after a really good gig. Went back and a couple of mates and it was one of those gigs that stick in your memory as like a, this was amazing.
Yeah.
And so I was on a bit of a high, but hadn't been driving. So I thought, oh, I'd have a, you know, don't drink and then smoke. Mm. So I was like, well, I've been driving. I'll have a bit. And I was crying, shaking.
And that, crying. I shit myself. Crying. You had a little cry.
And that was when I woke up the next day and thought, but a glass of red wine drunk quickly does the same as what a joint does.
Yeah,
but make you a bit giddy and a bit.
But it definitely relaxes. I know there'll be people out there that smoke weed. Kind of, you guys don't know what weed is, you know. Yeah. I mean, there are different strengths, and you can catch you unawares, and
I think the time that I freaked out is it was with couple of stoner mates who, actually thinking about it now, they probably went, nah, it's a weak one.
Yeah, exactly.
They probably fucking stacked that. They just went, it's a weak one.
It can almost make you sort of numb, you know. You can go too far. And I have freaked out on it as well.
Yeah, it was.
And I remember someone saying to me, just enjoy it.
Breathe
through
it.
There is nothing here to enjoy. You know, I just like alcohol.
It's where they say breathe through it. It's like, what do you mean? Breathe.
Or just enjoy it is the worst thing.
Yeah.
I just love the thought of Benny being hotboxed.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. Little Benny.
Yeah.
In a car.
What is it? Looking like the guy off.
Tug on this, Benny. No, I'm all right, thanks.
I feel a pissing.
Do you remember The Office whenever he got in the back of the motorbike?
Yeah.
At the end of the thing. Yeah. And that face as the bike was pulling away. Really scared.
Right. So, has anyone, just quickly, apart from joints and Benny's hot box, has anyone else smoked weed in a different way, i.e. out of a bong or not even smoked it?
Or like a rocket?
Is it an edible?
I've not done an edible,
no. I mean, that's all quite, edibles hit different.
They hit really. And a lot slower.
Yeah.
Yes.
You get a lot more weed in an edible than you can in a joint.
Yeah. And a lot of those are legal now as well in America. Mm. You can buy these things, biscuits and brownies and that kind of thing.
Amsterdam and the cafes.
Yeah, I'm sure, yeah. Yeah, I mean, some people, it's great. I've done I don't know what you call it. Like, is it a bread bag hanging off the bottom of a lemonade bottle? What would that be?
That's a rocket, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that it's destroyed me. So, yeah, you fill up I don't know. What is that? A bread bag, sellotape to the bottom of a lemonade bottle.
Bottle bomb.
They call it a lung, don't they? We used to call it lungs.
Gives a lung.
Where you inhale it, put the bottle over your mouth and then squeeze the bottle and push it in.
You fill up the bottle and bread bag with.
Do you burn a hole in the bottle and put the joint in the bottle?
Oh no, I got it. No, yeah. You put a gauze on the top of the lemonade bottle with a bread bag sellotaped. Yeah. You burn the weed on the top as you pull the bread bag out.
Uh-huh.
So the whole thing's full. Then you put your mouth over the lemonade bottle and take the whole lot in.
That's a shotty.
And hold
it's shotty.
It. Oh, we called that a lung.
Yeah.
When he was in when I was young. That's not cool.
I've done a shotty once and couldn't exhale and had to go outside and all sorts. That nearly killed me.
Yeah, that's quite extreme.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
So we can be fun. I mean, I know lots of people that chills them out and they just, that's all
and,
it is.
And for proper ones, it's not even a drug anymore.
No, lifestyle. I know. Well, it's people as well that have become, I know it's not addictive, but they've become dependent on it, you know. Yeah. Mm. It's not physically addictive, Benny. You gave me a look like, yes, it is, you Satan's poor. But I think, you know, I know people that have started smoking it at work and things like that. So if you're smoking it at work, I don't know, just to get you through, is that cool?
Well, is it better than having a drink at work?
Well, no, it's not, but you wouldn't want to have a drink at work either, would you really?
I don't know.
Facts of the week.
Bloke Dan Pub told me.
Big Ben has an hour, minute, and seconds hand. However, the seconds hand is not visible from the ground.
Mm. Ah, I didn't know that.
There is more computing power in a modern radio alarm clock than there was in Deep Blue, the first computer to beat a reigning chess champion back in 1997. Upon Kasparov's defeat, he is said to have vowed never to own a computer for as long as he lives. To this day, Kasparov does not own a computer, tablet, laptop, or even a smartphone.
Or an alarm clock.
Aeroplanes are not ever actually flying at all, but merely falling at a very slow, imperceivable rate.
That's terrifying.
I have a question about that.
Yeah?
So how did they take off?
Spotlight on Live Music, Part 2.
Beautiful.
Eve Mary B. Wow. That was beautiful.
Blimey.
Really great songs, really well sang, really well played.
Oh, lovely.
2020, you released The Hike as well.
Oh, gosh, yes.
I mean, that's now, that's your latest release, is it not? Or is that just before?
No, that was just before Crying, yeah. Which was then, yeah.
So
yeah.
Can we expect a full album or an EP of these kind of acoustic
yeah,
style?
Yeah, I've been hoping to do that for the past 3 years pretty much now, but it just hasn't happened. And well, there's quite a few to get on an album, so I've got a vision of where sort of a God album, that's what I call it, just because it's talking to God a lot.
And, right.
Well, yeah, talking about life and such, but you think it's relating to a person or a situation mm-hmm. or a place, but actually I feel it's relating to something a lot bigger.
Right. Because we've seen you perform. We have gigged together, I'm sure.
Yes.
And you've got a whole host of songs like this. I mean, they're all equally as good as each other. So I think an album is surely.
I hope so. Yeah. I've only just got the setup at home in the home studio,
right.
So it's taken quite a few months of faffing about and trying to get the right bits and bobs. So yeah.
There's one bit on The Hike that I was listening to that the other night with my headphones on. And I think it's, I did note down here, at 1 minute 58, I was listening, there's a slam, like a door slam, or you kick
probably.
The mic, and I just kept thinking someone was behind me. So everyone go and check out that. No, it's good. I love all that. It really puts you in the scene. It's like a low boom.
Yeah, well, funny you say that, but actually a lot of the stuff that I've been recording is very rough because I'm not an engineer really at all.
Don't call it rough because it's honest.
This is the thing though, I did an album which I never fully released called Wide Open. I didn't actually launch it, but that I did that in my grandmother's bedroom on a Boss Roland. And this, you know, it's really all very rough around the edges. But it is what it is. And I actually like that. When I did... there was one, I've forgotten what it is now. I'm not sure I've released it. Oh, yes, I have released it, but not promoted it. I've mm-hmm. just released it, Gas Cart Love. You could hear the hum of the fridge in the background, and I yeah. like all the organicness of that, whereas a lot of people don't, but I just feel it's just, you know, I'm doing this, and that's what I'm doing, yeah. and I'm here in this moment. But I sent that over to Alex Beckhelling, a good friend of mine, and he sort of took the hum of the fridge out a little bit because he said it was a little bit overbearing. But
we love all of that. Yes, I mean, it puts you in the scene, and it, I don't know, you can produce them down to a point where they sound perfect, but you lose the feeling. You know?
Yeah.
There's a shaker in The Hike where you just come in with a shaker.
Yeah.
And that could not have been recorded any better than what it is on there, just how it sounds.
It's in the moment, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. So if anyone's out there thinking, oh, I need a tambourine or a shaker, I need a sample, then listen to this record. You don't. It just comes in, it's so sweet, and it sort of disappears again. Yeah, very natural. I loved it.
Thank you. I don't know, was that the version with Chris playing fiddle or the one without?
One without, I believe.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Because there is one with him, and it's just, it took it somewhere else, where he plays fiddle on it, and it's just... beautiful.
Yeah.
I dropped my jaw. I'm like, Chris, what a talent.
Well, I think you're a bit of a talent yourself, Eve.
That's too kind. Way too kind.
Have you another song in you, or?
Yeah. Sounds about in tune. Reckon. School. Yes, I did. Thank you.
Never expect the morning to bring faith into my life. And I can't tell if fortune fell between me and the night. So I just gave myself to the company of this track. Oh, yes, I did, yes, I did. I walked into this high-end store. Eyes met and we fought each other back up off the floor. And I shouted, where does this belong? We just took off and rode it down. Emptied out the bottle, for a sure hit the ground. And if I die before my song goes a-rolling too far into the fire, I'll be looking out for you. Oh, yes, I will, yes, I will. They say there is a master plan, take it to any avenue. Well, the littlest thing can bring big rewards, just for me, just for you, dumbfounded. You set my soul afire, yes, you did. Oh, yes, you did. Well, next morning we went strolling by up 6th Avenue. That's where we found our grand master plan. Just for me, just for you, and you shouted, you're the little thing that's gonna bring me round tonight. We just took off, wrote it down, told me how to hustle for a pound. And if I die before my song goes a-rolling too far into the fires, I'll be looking out for you. Oh, yes, I will, yes, I will. Oh, my head is fortitude for the night, and all my soul is a troubling to get by, oh, to get by, to get by. If I look up into the sky and I saw the pretty blue, and if I didn't find that dream catcher that I found in you, I would not mind, but my head would be shot down to the bone, too shattered to find a home. Even if it could, bathed into the light before the ultimate fade, I couldn't tell if it was me or you who was drowning inside this dying bed, until I shouted, where does this belong? And where you're traveling to? Well, you just took off and wrote it down, emptied out the bottle 10,000 miles from town. And if I die before my song goes a-rolling too far into the fire, wrote it down, taught me how to hustle for a pound. Yeah, my heart's looking out for you. Looking out for you, and yes, I will.
Eve Mary B.
Beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful. Oh, really enjoyed that.
Thanks.
Why are you chuckling in there?
Oh, it's just I don't know.
I think you're a lot better than you think you are, even though you're very modest.
Oh, lordy.
Absolutely. I think timeless songs and performance. Really good. Really good.
It's very kind.
Where would you like people to go to find your music?
Hey, come round for a cup of tea. They'll find music there.
So I'll just give you a full address.
Full address, yeah. So thank you. EveMaryB.com.
Mm-hmm.
And also Bandcamp. So EveMaryB.bandcamp.com.
Yeah.
And also ReverbNation.com/EveMaryB.
Nice. And that's Y-V-E, Eve.
Y-V-E-M-A-R-Y, as in Mary, Mother Mary, and then the letter B.
Yeah.
Yeah, any of those three places. Instagram as well, Eve Mary B Music. If I plug any songs on IGTV. And then the YouTube channel, which is The Eve Age, I think. I've tried to change it, but it hasn't allowed me to. So that's an old.
We all have
name.
Problems with that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Eve, we want to thank you again. As I say, it's been a complete privilege with an audience of two through here. We feel
we feel
pretty blessed to have watched that, and it was spectacular.
Thank
so thanks very much once again, Evie. Thank you.
Thank you thank so you. Much. I'm blessed to have to be here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Has anyone seen Ben?
Oh, has anyone seen Ben?
No.
Where's Ben?
I don't know.
He was meant to be here at 7. What time's it?
One past.
He's never late.
Hmm. No.
Guy! Guy! Can you hear me? Come on, open up! What's going on? Let me in! Guy!
Fuck, it's medieval out there.
So, okay, so let's move on from weed. Let's get on to some. Let's get on to some hard shit. Let's do it. Let's all do it now. Opium. Who's fucking chasing the dragon? So, no. I mean,
everyone's probably had cocodamol or codeine. Kind of done opium in an off about way.
This is the Little Red King podcast.
Yeah, we're a rock and roll band.
Yeah. And I'm addicted to cowpole.
Yeah. Ibuprofen.
I've had nighttime night nurse. Yeah, of course I have in the middle of the day. Yeah. I've been there, Ben.
Half a bottle.
We've fucking lived.
Off my tits on Benylin.
That's hard stuff.
I know people in this room have done. One time when we were...
Bandcamp.
Young again. I will say it was all sort of 15, 16, that kind of, you know. But after then, I kind of realised...
In not, for you.
Yeah. I mean, I have done it since, as the story with the shower said. But once when we were kids, some of the guys, because I was in the band back then, said, we'd get some weed. And I was, yeah, okay, whatever, if you want to go and get some weed. So they went to the place where you could get some weed. And they didn't have any. And these guys tried to sell my two mates who were 15 or 16. And they said, we ain't got any weed, but we've got some speed. Just give some speed. And so they came back with some speed. You know, it's 15. And I can't remember what happened that night, but I think only the one of the guys did. We were all pretty young. We didn't really know. I had no clue what speed was. And I didn't do it only because, I don't know, really, a couple of us didn't. But we had no clue what speed was, but there it was, you know. Who's done speed?
No.
Yeah, I know you have because I was there when you did.
<All right. laughs> Yeah, I have.
That's great.
Yeah, when I first met Donna, we used to go to a club in Lowestoft on the pier called the Cat Club, which was an amazing club. You were there that night, weren't you?
Yeah, I was, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She said to me, go to the toilet and eat this. And it was like a little Rizla paper with something in it. So I went to the toilet and swallowed this. What? I can't remember much after that. What happened after
that?
Well,
I know we went around someone's house to buy it. Yeah. The address was 46. Right?
Beep.
My mate, you, Donna. Again, I said, nah, not for me, thanks. Mm. you know, because I'm a fucking pussy.
Yeah, I did it. It was all right.
Yeah.
It was all right.
There were little wraps, yeah. Piece of paper down the hatch. Whether you had more fun than me, maybe.
I don't know. I just know I had plenty of room around me on the dance floor.
Just because you'd wet yourself.
Yeah. And pooed myself. Yeah.
And flailing.
Yeah, I windmilled.
Again, yeah, it's
they always say on kind of whatever drug, the hallucination is what's going on in your mind at the time, isn't it? In terms of hallucinations.
You have to be in the right frame of mind. I've seen a couple of documentaries, and there's one good one at the minute on Netflix. It's celebrities who have done hallucinogens. Mm. So you've got Ben Stiller and a few other people on there talking about, you know, you've got loads of people talking about the time they did hallucinogenic drugs, and some of them had great times. Mm. Many of them had great times. Hallucinogens can be an amazing drug.
Yeah.
And if I was a different person, you have to understand that everyone is very different.
Yeah. Yeah.
And your mindset is often what creates the journey that you go on with strong drugs. And my mindset is incorrect for drugs. I know this. Yeah. This is why I don't do them. But so many people just go into that and it's like, fuck yeah. I mean, many people will just take hallucinogens. Fine. Yeah. Well, should we go out? I've got these. Okay. I'm going to smash them. Mm. They're more likely to have a great time than the person saying, I don't know. Should I have one? Should I have two?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you think? Should I have them now? Should I have them later?
Yeah.
That person's going to not have a great time. You know, the person that just goes, way, is going to be sliding down the rainbows and
kissing dragons.
That day, Benny on the waltzers, you would have thought he'd have done drugs that day.
Yeah.
He was high in life.
That was, you know, that wasn't a drunk Ben, was it? Obviously it was, but...
I can't even remember.
This is the Rock and Blues Festival we played in 2019.
Yeah.
Benny was quite excited, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was high in life that day.
Yeah. Had a few layers, like, and then became as manic as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, out of your mind.
Because he lost his phone.
Oh, yeah, I lost my phone.
Yeah, but up until then, he was just like, let's go to Walsers. Let's go really fast.
Well, Ben does that. He has bursts of...
energy.
Yeah. You don't get a sense of that in this podcast.
No.
If anyone listens to it, you don't get a sense of that.
It's probably the most I've been around somebody who, I'd say, if I hadn't known him, I'd have gone, that bloke's dropped something. he's off his phone.
Yeah, his phone.
On the fucking Walsers.
Poor Benny lost his phone.
Yeah,
he got so excited and he just let go of life.
Yeah,
just let go of life.
He didn't have a job. He didn't have anything. He was just free
because he's holding on so fucking tight. And he just let go and he was having a great afternoon. Lost his phone and said, "I'm fucking holding back onto this, and I'll never let go
ever again."
Poor Benny. You got your phone back, though, didn't you?
Mate? I did. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doug, you've done some class A. We're not going to get arrested for this, are we?
Probably.
No.
I mean, we're only making it up.
We're reminiscing.
Yeah.
can you get arrested for a memory?
No. It would be great if we did do mushrooms and stuff to do the podcast.
Record an episode.
That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Well, we'd do it, but we'd never record
because we'd never get the leads sorted out, would we?
Just be like, excuse me.
It would be fantastic, though, if you said, like, Benny, smoking weed. Craig, mushrooms. Joe, speed. Me, I'm going to be on smack. Meth for Doug. And then just record an hour podcast and see how it comes out. Just Joe going, fucking hell, I'm really excited about this. Anyway, Doug.
Yes, I have taken a dab or a tab of...
Dib dab.
I was eight.
I thought he was going to say like an acid tab then. That's kind of my era.
No, it's like Craig, little RZA thing with MDMA in it.
Bomb. So for the undrugworthies, that's ecstasy, is it not?
What?
MDMA.
It's a form of ecstasy.
MDMA, yeah. Mandy.
See, I know my drugs.
really fucking don't.
Very much to a degree like Craig, I don't remember a lot of the evening, but I know I didn't like what it did to me.
Was that the night you rang us at 5 a.m?
I did speak to people.
You spoke to me?
Yeah, because it was New Year's Eve.
Oh, you spoke to John?
John. No, I spoke to you all first, and I was like, oh, I've just done this, and then rang off. Yeah. And then a little while later, phone buzzer, oh, hey, man, it's John.
Yeah. Yeah, John was like, guy's done some ecstasy. I think we should guide him through it. And I said, fuck it. Hey, John. Start telling him about what might happen, because just leave him be. And John was like, yeah, I'll phone him up. Hey, man. He done some MDMA. How you feeling right now?
John, what are you doing? You're killing his buds.
Yeah, I remember, it's 3 points of that night I remember. One was being topless in the bathroom, arguing with myself in the mirror.
Okay, nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how I like to spend most evenings.
You looking at me?
Apparently, I locked myself in a room and was staring into a spinning light. Mm. And I had the same song by Biffy Clyro on for 2 hours.
That's a normal night, isn't it?
So I say I remember that. I don't overly remember that. I'm going on a third-party story of I disappeared, they couldn't find me, looked through a window, and I'm just staring into this spinning light. And then it got to 6:45 in the morning, and I burst into somebody's bedroom in nothing but my boxers.
Fully erect.
And was trying to get in the cupboard.
Baseball bat up my ass.
Why?
And this guy woke up and he was like, are you all right, Doug? I was like, yeah, I'm trying to get out. He said, well, that's the cupboard. I was like, right. So apparently I looked at the cupboard door. I looked at the guy. He was in bed. He'd been asleep for 3 hours. Yeah. And I looked at the door out. I looked at the guy. I looked at the cupboard. I looked at the guy. I looked at the door out. And my friend was like, yeah, he knows. He's figured this out.
He's got it.
You get in the cupboard.
Fuck, I went for that cupboard. Then staggered out. And he was like, right, okay. So we tried to go back to sleep. And then 10 minutes later, fucking door opens again. Here I am. Fell into the bed, passed out. Yeah. He's just lying in bed like, right.
So that sounds like quite a nice experience.
Yeah. And then, so that was 7:00, and we had to be up at 10 to 12 to go and have Christmas dinner with my friend's parents.
Right, yeah. We're all heavy come down. Uh-huh. Life's really shit. Unless we do drugs now.
But yeah, I didn't have any want or need to do that again. That was
no, it didn't make you think I want to get into this.
Nah, it was.
That's interesting, isn't it?
It's almost enough to say I've ticked a box. You know, when I'm 97, what have you done with your life? Tried to get in a cupboard, man. Yeah. I never got in that cupboard.
I'm still in that cupboard. I know people that have done coke as well that love coke. Yeah. They love. I've never done coke, obviously.
Me neither.
But I know people that's like, first is great, the second is great, the third, you know, and it tails off a bit and you start increasing. But like the first few is like, wow.
There's people now that when they go out and they have just more than, like, I'm not talking just like one beer after work or whatever, they're, you know, going out for a session or whatever, and they can't drink more than 2 pints without getting a bag with cocaine in.
Yeah.
I know people like that.
Yeah. I think we all do. Really. Yeah. It's just that weird in this room that
we're not.
No, I mean, you know, that is, and we've had people in the band, and there'd been loads of members, so no one needs to speculate. But who does various drugs? And we've had someone throw up in the back of the van in the past.
Somebody just disappear.
I started the podcast by saying bands and drugs go hand in hand, and they do. Mm-hmm. But you know, we're not a doll band, but. I don't know how people have done bands in the past whilst being heavily into drugs. I've played as well music while smoking weed as well, and it is impossible.
Yeah.
It's just like trying to get the tempo up is just I just remember that, like, just can't speed up my hands. It feels like that. It's just like you're wrestling a wet bear. Yeah. That's what it feels like. Yeah. Exactly like that, Joe. Wrestling a wet bear.
Wet bear.
The story is about the not only famous, but the non-famous musicians who were so highly on drugs. And you often find that there's somebody, whether it's another band member or a partner or a manager, who was there to look up, like babysit them.
Oh, totally.
And then at that last second when they're going on, almost walk them up, point them in the right direction, say, there you go.
Yeah. Exactly.
And at that point, it's almost like an autopilot.
Yeah.
And you go, well, how the fuck did they do that?
Yeah.
And it's because muscle memory kicked in.
Yeah.
But
they had backup.
They had backup. But if you say to them, do you remember that? They'd be like, I played where?
Yeah, bands are far more DIY now.
Yeah.
Far more DIY. Yeah. It's not like, here's a big bag of Coke, here's 50 quid for some lunch, go and play a gig, you know.
Mm.
But yeah, I was going to say something to sort of wrap it up. Don't really go on. It's the drugs.
Do them if you want. Don't if you don't want to.
Yeah.
It's not for everyone.
Just say no.
Yeah.
Unless you want to.
And then say yes.
I think, you know, and I might be wrong here, but loads of musicians go through a stage where they drink a lot, do a lot of drugs, and they write fantastic music. This is my experience, and they do write fantastic music. So that can't be overlooked. And then when they clean up, they write shit music.
Yeah.
Now, that is what I've seen from you. I'm not going to mention any artists or musicians or whatever, because some of them are quite small. I could say them, but I know alcoholics, or they were virgin on alcoholic, you know, and writing material, and I just thought it was fantastic. And I know that happens quite a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So there is something about drugs, alcohol, music that makes it great. And then when they come off, they just write dirge.
Yeah.
what have we been doing today?
Well, we've been caring.
And we've been sharing.
And sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's drugs.
Drugs. Drugs are bad.
Just say no, Samo says.
That's what he said.
Yeah. Listen to him.
You know who we're talking about, Ben, right?
Green Chill. On it?
Woo! Bye.
See ya.
See ya.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Little Red Kings podcast. Contact us at podcast@littleredkings.com. We are currently looking for a show sponsor, so drop us an email at podcast@littleredkings.com and let's talk about it.